right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this kind of makes me sad. Us Weekly claims that John Mellencamp and Meg Ryan have ended their engagement. They have been together. They broke up once before, and they were back together. Now, sources say that she loves him very much.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he's pretty, stubborn. How about that? It sounds like friends say that she says he just has to be who he is. And, you know, I don't want to stop that. And she has to also be who she is and have her own identity. Friends say that she loves him very much, but he's a very intense man. But she never felt the deep and profound love that she felt with him for even, you know, anybody she was married to.
Aw.
So, and I guess this is pretty tough for her. I know that.
Well, he's Mellencamp.
I feel bad for them. I know. I guess he is a pretty intense guy. And from what I've read, he can be pretty, like, dark and brooding, you know. So, it makes me sad.
That's too bad.
I know. It makes me sad. I really thought later in life they would wind up together and be married. And I don't advocate celebrities getting married, but I thought they'd make it.
You never know.
Much to my dismay, they did not, Mike. Kevin Hart posted a video update on his recovery, and he said the accident was probably what he needed most because he was moving too fast, doing too much. He says he's looking forward to an amazing 2020.
Here's Kevin Hart talking about it.
I honestly feel like God basically told me to sit down. You know, when you're moving too fast and you're doing too much, sometimes you can't see the things that you're meant to see.
Yeah.
But after my accident, I see things differently.
Is he in a hot tub? What was that little gurgling sound?
At a spa or something.
I know.
I'm just glad he's okay.
This, and Morty, and I have seen this. I'm assuming you have seen the Nightmare Before Christmas. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
One of my faves.
Danny Elfman, who did the music. He does such great music. He says the movie is actually more of a Halloween movie than a Christmas movie. And I see why he would say that. He says it's obviously about Christmas, but for me, it's much more of a Halloween feeling movie. And I could see where he would think that. You know, have you seen it, Mike?
No.
It's an interesting, it's really cool, actually.
Satanic movie.
Yes, I know. And, yeah, satanic.
Those Disney satanic movies.
It's all about those pagan rituals that Halloween should still be about. But it's not about candy, people. It's those pagan rituals.
Yes.
And Michael Jackson, still number one on Forbes' annual list of the top earning dead celebrities. His estate made an estimated $60 million over the past year. Elvis is second at $39
million. Okay, so the kids are going to be okay.
Yes, yes. The kids
Thank
are going to be fine. Blanket in Paris, and they're going to be fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.